Last month's false alarm of an incoming missile in Hawaii raised a question. Suppose that false warning had been real. If some part of the United States really faced an attack, what should people do then? Some experts say the country is largely unprepared. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Retired Colonel and former senior State Department official Stephen Ganyard says right now, if there's a nuclear strike, you're pretty much on your own. There's almost no modern civil defense infrastructure left.
We put too much emphasis on notification and not on informing response and recovery. So the goal of civil defense really is not to tell people they're going to die, it's to tell them what they need to do to not die.
Ganyard, an ABC News contributor who worked on civil defense issues in the Marine Corps, says we can do better than do it yourself. He's not calling for a return to duck and cover drills, but he says a kind of checklist preparedness complacency has crept into federal and state emergency planners when it comes to nuclear threats.
Many state and local governments just want to put the check in the box so that they make sure that they get their federal funding and say, here's our plan, but they never have the chance to really walk through that plan, to work it.
He argues that emergency officials need to do much more than the occasional tabletop exercise and work on creating robust civil defense plans for the 21st century.
With a little bit of innovation and imagination, we could have a civil defense that is far better than anything we ever had in the Cold War and could save a lot of lives.
Dr. Jane Orient agrees. She says states should be carefully reviewing plans in ways that expose the weaknesses in civil defense, evacuation routes, radiological implications, and how to protect water, fuel, power, and communication systems. But she says they're not.
There is no robust nationwide fallout monitoring system. They have no plan to survey buildings for and stock potential shelters.
Some might think if the nukes are flying, aren't we all goners? But Orient, who founded the conservative advocacy group Doctors for Disaster Preparedness, argues that's just not the case, that a limited attack such as one from North Korea is survivable outside of Ground Zero if people know what to do. She says states need to start with simple things, such as telling people outside of the blast zone, get inside and stay inside. In Hawaii, during the recent false alert about an incoming missile, some people hit the road. Mistake. She says staying inside a few days after a blast could be the difference between life and death.
Driving around the car is really bad. Being out in the open is not good. Millions of lives could be saved if people just didn't panic, if they knew the first things about what to do.
That's the question, it seems, state planners are still figuring out. And some emergency officials say the call to return to almost Cold War-era levels of preparedness and planning is misplaced and alarmist. It's still the big one, not North Korean nukes, that keep Mark Gellarducci awake at night. He directs California's Office of Emergency Services.
We are overdue for a big earthquake. It will happen. I am far more concerned, and it's much higher level of priority than an ICBM. Doesn't mean that ICBM is not on my list, but on a hierarchy of things, it's definitely earthquake.
In the last few months, Gellarducci has seen his teams respond to devastating historic wildfires and mudslides in the nation's most populous state. So the fact that a nuclear strike is on his planning list at all is telling. The whole debate, he says, is a good opportunity to remind everyone they need to actually be prepared with a family plan with supplies for any emergency. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.